Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, crossover time. Let's welcome in Mark Willard, Dan Dibley. Hey, gentlemen, how are you today?
What's up, buddy? Yeah. What's up, Stein?
How are you doing? We need to turn Guru on. He's very, very important to this segment. So let's. No, but you're not.
Can I get the most important thing out of the
you
way
turn
while
him
they,
on.
While they fix his mic?
And not on.
What time's Cosell?
3:15.
Thank you.
8:15. Yeah.
3:15. And he's going to have to get checked.
Oh! So,
well, he said in his quote that, I got a bromance with George Kittle. No, you don't. You have a man crush on George Kittle. There's a difference.
Oh.
A bromance is when
he's not going to find this humor.
He's not going to. And I probably won't bring it, but.
Yeah, you're not going to. I would love it if you did.
He would be so please? Flummoxed.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's not hard to flummox, Greg. All you have to do is leave essentially the only thing that he does. And he's amazing at it.
And he's flummoxed. Yeah. I have a man crush on Mac Jones. I don't know Mac Jones. I've never met Mac Jones.
Gotcha.
But I don't have a bromance with Mac Jones.
I'm not the only one, right? You guys can't hear Goo either, right?
Goose talk.
Hey.
No, I hear Guru because he's next to me, but I don't hear him
in your
headset. No.
Okay. All right.
No.
God, why couldn't I be at that mic?
Just come over here. Come over here, Guru. No, come. No.
It's a connection issue.
At least until 2 p.m. Could like.
Yeah. It's a. Yeah.
Oh, got it. Okay. Hagen says now you won't interrupt everybody.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That's a Jen Enders is what that is right there.
Steiny, listen, it's too bad, too, because I came in excited with the Niner breaking news just a short time ago. Big deal.
Oh,
Brock
yeah.
Purdy might play.
Yep.
Why am I acting like the mic's still?
Will you just get over here and share this mic with me? Good Lord, they can't hear you. There's people that I'm told actually listen to this. Well, we can hear you, but they can't.
Isn't it got little peaches and herb?
Yeah, get in here. Bring a chair.
You can also go in the studio and just have them open up a mic in there.
Steiny, who are a couple of the greatest like duos ever? Like
Captain and Tennille.
I love it.
Steiny and Goo. 8-year run.
Abbott and Costello.
That's the
16
seed.
Yesterday, off the air, Mark made an Abbott and Costello reference, and I was like, how old are you?
That's why I made it off air, though.
It was
at
pretty
least
funny.
I made it off air.
That's my era.
But, like, Hall & Oates and,
Travis
you know,
and Taylor?
They don't sing together.
Laverne and Shirley?
So it's got to be a musical
Laverne
act.
I was talking about Shirley? A musical act, like, you know, these two sharing a mic and, you know,
Run
the whole
DMC?
Thing.
Oh, I
there you go.
Well, yeah, they had their own mics, but I was thinking about, like, a duet, like, you know.
I think Amy Winehouse did something with Tony Bennett once that was just off the charts.
It was phenomenal, but again, I don't think that was a,
is that true?
A classic duet. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to lay out then because I can't really
think
of any. All right,
good, because I can give them a brief synopsis. We were Kuminga heavy today.
Then we played the breaking news sounder about Purdy possibly playing. Steiny crashed out on the breaking news. He didn't think it was breaking news.
I mean, this
he crashed out.
The quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers got a game this weekend.
But what's the news?
Who misread the situation?
I want to know what the news is, the breaking news.
That he's going to practice on a limited basis.
Okay. That's for me.
Brock Purdy is returning to practice.
Just side with Stein.
I am because it's a Wednesday, and we don't know what he's going to do. And
yes, we do. He's going to practice on a limited basis. That's new.
What does that mean, Mark?
It means he is going to put a helmet on and put a uniform on and run out onto the practice field for the first time since they left Seattle.
Do you know that?
Yes, that's what he said.
It's a limited basis.
Right.
So,
that doesn't mean you can't watch and be limited. If you watch, that's a DNP.
No, I mean, if you're on a side field or if you run around and then you don't actually practice with the ones, that's also limited.
It's still the practice field and you are still participating and you know what that is. I'm just saying, you know what that is.
Let's go to the source.
It's nothing. Is what it is.
It's a participation.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't limited last week, so. Yeah, he does have a chance.
What did he say?
Ability that
stop mumbling.
Be the emergency backup on Sunday.
Yes.
No. So she said.
But hold on, can I listen to it one more time?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
Because I didn't understand the thing about last week.
Yeah.
He's progressing well with his toe injury.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't limited last week. So, yeah, he does have a chance.
Possibility that he could be the emergency backup on Sunday.
Yes.
So Jennifer Lee Chan said, is he progressing through his injury?
Okay.
Because he listed all the names. This is the part you don't hear. He lists all the injuries. This guy's out, that guy's out, this guy's out. And then he goes, Purdy, limited. So JLC says, does that mean he's progressing through his injury? And he goes, yes, because he wasn't lemonade last week.
Right.
And then he realized that he said lemonade.
He's out altogether.
Correct. Okay. And then he said he wasn't limited.
Oh,
he wasn't limited last week. He is this week. So there's progression there.
Right. And then the question of will he maybe be the emergency third? And, well, yeah. So the question wasn't will he be the backup or will he be number two? And, you know, will your backup be on to Cincinnati? It was could he be the emergency third? Yeah, sure. Okay. Fine.
Could be. Could be the starter.
Right.
But Rappaport had
he could be the one.
He was missing 2-5. I'm not blaming Ian.
Why? He's wrong if he plays.
No, and Willard was all about 2-5.
That was 2-5.
That's but you also said he might play this Sunday.
What do you all want to go on? That's the report.
What I want to go on is the reality of a report is nonsense. You don't know. It could be 1-2 forever. So we say 2-5, and we think, ooh, 2-5. It might not even be 2. It might be more than 5.
Right, but I guess I'm missing the point. Why? Who are you coming at with that?
I'm coming at Rappaport.
Oh,
you're coming at
Rappaport.
Okay, I mean, whatever.
So George Kittle goes on IR.
So if George Kittle's
out for 4 weeks, we know that. It's 4 weeks. It's a league rule. 4 weeks. Yeah. Bye-bye.
But if Joe Burrow comes back in 2.5 months, are we going to make fun of reporters?
Is he on IR?
Because they said 3.
Is Joe on IR?
Yes.
For how long?
He obviously IR means a minimum of 4.
Okay.
But he is expected to miss about 3 months.
Well, surgery is different than I'm walking without a boot.
Yeah.
And
I mean, every injury is different and every person heals from them differently.
And so 2-5 to me is like just a random sort of parameter that is either true or not true. And if he comes back in 1, well, then 2-5 was wrong.
That's kind of, we don't have to Rappaport's not going to have to jump off a building or anything like that, but that is the way I look at it. You know,
it's an estimate. The only thing
we knew for sure was what Shanahan said after the game, which was,
it was a long shot to play last week. For New Orleans.
Possible multiple weeks.
Right.
Okay. So then Rappaport goes 2-5. Well, if he misses 1 week, then it's like, dude.
But why are you mad?
That's not even close.
But why would you be mad?
Actually, it's incredibly close. If he misses this weekend, then he was right. Yeah, that's 2-5.
But right, but he's saying, like, if you say 2-5, it's got to be 2-5.
This doesn't fire me out.
Oh, my God. Like,
but why do you want blood if the guy came back one week?
What I'm saying is,
it sounds like it.
When you say 2-5 weeks, you give yourself a 4-week window.
Okay, yeah. So where do you think he got that information from?
You couldn't even get the window right.
I asked Steiny, I go, they got that information probably from the team. Steiny gave me another source. Can you guess?
His agent?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But, like, why do you want blood if the player
no one
wants blood? Guru, we don't want blood. All I'm saying is that when you have these reports, and I understand the way it works with reporters, and Steiny was one. You've never been one. I don't think you've really been one.
No.
Like, you've been on the beat-ish.
Not really.
But I never have been. But when you get that word, you go with it because you have to go with it before anyone else goes with it. But the reality of it, when an injury happens and you examine it on day one or day two, and you have the parameter, you don't know. And the one thing I lean on for this is Doc Pondia, who said, oh boy, good news, he was not in a boot. And if you walk if you watch Brock walk into New Orleans,
I did.
And he walked in and he was limping kind of. He was favoring it a little bit. No boot, no crutch, no anything. That tells me that it was more like 1-2 than 2-5.
Yeah, well, I mean, these things are they're tricky. They're estimates. Do we want
people? You know
people?
What that is, right?
Yeah, I already did it. It's an estimation sensation.
Do
you
it
didn't
again.
Hear me. But anyway,
I heard like, you.
Well, no, there are a bunch of people in here, and so Randy missed it. And
if he says 1-5, he's right. 1-4.
You could say 1-15 yeah, because you'd be right.
Why don't every time someone gets hurt, why don't we just estimate sometime between tomorrow and never?
But,
like,
hey,
when's he going to be back? Well, he might be back tomorrow. His career might be over.
But,
like, they're trying to get, like, these injuries, they're different. They're different for every player. They heal differently. We didn't even know what this one was. It was a variant of something we know, apparently.
Sure.
I don't know what the hell he's got going on.
If I were Matt Barrows covering the Niners, which I did for the Warriors, and Barrows said what Rappaport said, and Barrows came out on our radio and said, my sources are telling me 2-5 weeks. Like, and he plays Sunday, I'd feel terrible.
Okay.
And I know it's not the biggest deal, but I was wrong.
Did Matt do that? Matt didn't do that.
No, I just used it. Matt had not. No. He's not in this one.
Got it. Okay.
I'm just saying.
You're just using an example.
I'd feel.
Okay.
And I know it's kind of trivial.
But what about Schefter and Peter King? Enjoy retirement. Draft night years ago saying the Niners were going to draft Mac Jones.
They're wrong.
I understand that, but did you double back? Like, I mean, because that to me is way worse. Then
it's
a guy getting hurt.
It's
and
all bad.
I'm with you, Goo, and
I'm shocked.
Like, also, if all you're saying is they should feel bad and then move on, like, everybody's wrong. Like, I give room for wrong. Doesn't make you a bad reporter if you think Arson Judge is about to sign with the Giants. I don't hate John Heyman or whatever. Everybody's got some of these.
Yeah, you probably were wrong about some. Mac Jones, for example.
No, I wasn't, because I didn't make a prediction about Mac Jones. I said I had no expectations.
Yeah,
would not
and
bring
I did, and right. I expected him
victory
to go out there
lap
and do
all
that.
You want.
And
I made no prediction.
I may actually do a victory lap right now.
Do it.
While we do the thing.
Do it so I can ask Steiny a question. Do you ever get one wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know what? There were consequences.
From who?
Like the boss.
Oh, like you're okay. Yeah.
I mean,
what's that look like? No, seriously. Wow. I didn't know that.
You got Ted Griggs?
No, this was with the newspaper mostly.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we all get it wrong. But like all I'm saying is we've gotten to a time where it's not as big a deal. It just isn't.
Right.
And that's fine. But.
Steiny,
he missed it. He blew like he
by
said.
By the way, Brock's not playing yet. So
I know.
Like, let's,
no, exactly.
No,
he still could be right.
I think
he could be.
In fact,
unless it goes to 6 weeks,
I'd still kind of lean that way, wouldn't you?
What? I would.
That Brock probably not going to play this week.
What if he's an emergency third?
Is
Rappaport right or wrong?
No, that's not an active member of the roster. So if you want to get into technicalities. That's not an activation sensation.
What if that's
a guy
another
gets
box?
I know it is.
He's
getting very expensive today.
I did.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
All right, now that we got to our time slot. Well, I mean, if you guys want to say something about Kuminga,
they
you
want
can.
To. I think I yeah.
4 hours. Yeah. You guys say something.
If Kuminga doesn't take that 3-year deal for $75 million, his agent needs to not only be fired but also disbarred, because Honestly, the rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control is that neither he nor the Warriors want him to be a Warrior. So if I'm Kuminga's agent, I'm saying sign the deal, do what you do, play your basketball. They're going to trade you. When we get to the deadline, whatever happens between now and then, they love your $25 million slot more than they love you. They're going to trade you. So take the bag goes with you, and then wherever you land, you've got two more years. Take the team option. Who cares? Take the 75 and go be JK. That's me.
I have to take an Ian Rappaport L right now because I've promised our listeners that we weren't going to do JK until something happened.
Something happened.
Well, Tim McMahon opened his mouth and actually said something real smart. I love that he admitted he's lived in a house with someone that he's divorcing.
Dude, I heard
so
that.
So have
yeah.
I.
All right.
It was the worst year of my life.
Dude.
The worst year of my life. And the second year isn't close. So what I think matters here, because what Dibs just said, I agree with. Right. Where he and I really disagree.
It got ugly in the green room.
Shoot, well, if
did I miss it?
I had to walk away.
Yeah, well, he always does. But anyway,
go to the bathroom.
This is where, Steiny, I really agree with you. I have the hardest time understanding how and why so many people think, with all of this discord, disagreement, not seeing eye to eye, DNPs, all that, and now this negotiation. Yeah. I don't know how anybody thinks y'all just high five and go play ball next month.
Okay, I got real quick.
I have no clue how you think the Warriors, forget whose side you're on.
Oh, no, I got something for you.
I don't know how you think the Warriors have the energy
to answer
that
something.
Question.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every single night.
The same way they did when Draymond smacked the hell out of Jordan Poole. Didn't get nothing done to him, and they made the second round of the playoffs, and that was a basketball sports scandal.
Guru.
And you know what?
Guru.
They got through it.
No,
this is not
didn't.
Even
no,
close.
No, they didn't.
No, they did
couldn't
not.
Win a road game. They couldn't.
Yeah, but they qualified for the All-Star in the second round.
Steph Curry got onto a bus and told half the team,
you
if you don't want to be here,
but
don't get on the bus.
But Will, they got short, to the second
that's
round.
Short
that's
short-circuited
the
their
no
year.
No doubt
that's
it
not
is.
The goal.
But,
don't use
but
that
they
as
they got
an,
through it. And
no,
it
they didn't.
Like
they didn't.
Lost
they
got, 60 games. They got
they,
through
they
it, guys.
Didn't.
That's
they
what happened. And that was heavier than what you
guys were happy to that year.
No, not at all.
Okay. They could have gone further.
Yeah, like they.
No, I get that.
They had to go on a bus to their little brother's house and get an epic performance to go to round two.
Lost to the Lakers in six, which felt like with all the drama,
they were not.
That
in
was
it.
Like the final visit.
I think their goals are a hell of a lot higher than that. And I think that that was actually, I would argue, a lot less deep than this.
How
was,
so?
Because on one day, two dudes
lost themselves.
No, one dude lost it, and the team didn't check him. Right. And they never checked him. How can this even be remotely close?
What does it matter if they got through it?
Guru, that was one day, and one guy lost his cookies.
Yeah.
This is 4 years of a relationship that is not eye to eye.
I'm with you there.
Build, build, build. This is not small.
I'm so with you, but why are we acting like this is the first iteration of Kuminga being disconnected to the team or not wanting to be here? I've told Steiny and the listeners, I feel like we're on year three of that.
Right.
So here we go. If they decide to qualify an offer, here to play the same record again.
Because this is Jonathan's first opportunity to negotiate his position. That's why. Like, the idea of him sitting there watching playoff games, that does not mean everything's okay. Like, he sat there and he handled it like a pro. He was not immature.
Yeah.
But let's not act like this is all okay. We've spent the entire summer talking about it. And now you're about to sign a contract to sign up to do it for 2.5 more years. Dibs is not wrong. They'll try to trade him. But at minimum, the first half of your season is okay.
What about the Dalton Johnson report? Did you hear that? Where Draymond, this to me is... Yeah, okay, we can play ping pong going back and forth. Who's going to give? Who's going to blink? And then we're saying, is this drama? Do you think this is Warrior drama? Dalton Johnson said that Jimmy Butler contacted the Warriors like, what's going on?
Right.
What's the plan? And then Draymond reached out not only to Kuminga and the Warriors. So I'm like, oh, the OG's in the know. This should be in the know. This thing is getting away from them to where they're calling this close to camp.
Right.
Like, is Willard going to be in today? What's up with Dibs? Now that's spreading as to, oh, wow. This is getting messy.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they're calling to, as you love to often say, come over for lasagna. I think they're calling to say WTF. Camp in 2 weeks. What are we doing?
Wow, man.
What are we doing? And hey, JK, where are you? Because are you going to come in and ride with us? Or are you going to come in and sulk? Or like a WTF?
Yeah. I
don't think it's good. I don't think that's good at all. That, to me, that sounds like stress.
Yeah.
Well, it's chess, not checkers for me. And, you know, if you're the Warriors and you really think that you can trade him, then fine. You go ahead and capitulate. It's a capitulation sensation, Grandy, is what it is. And you give him the player option, fine. 2 years and a player opt, 3 and 75. Okay, great. All right, JK, here's your 25 minutes a night. And I know you want to start, but you're not going to until Jimmy or Draymond or Steph is out. And then you get to January and you deal him. And you deal him for whatever you deal him for, which whatever you get for JK at the deadline or before the deadline is more than you would get if you had him play on the player option and he walked for nothing. So at the very least, you could trade him for $25 million or probably $22 million. And the deal probably would be like 22, 25, 28, whatever it would be.
Whatever it is.
But you could get something for him at the deadline that's better than what you think he actually is.
Oh.
So I think ultimately the way this goes is the team says, you know what? Fine. Player option. You got it, JK. You got the player option. And then they immediately get on the phone and talk about how they can trade him before it would be the end of December.
Well, the one thing that we're not talking about is the issue of control. And if he signs a 3 for $75, they can do whatever they want. They can keep him on this team or they can send him somewhere he doesn't want to go. That's the one piece of leverage he would have with the 7.9 is, like, he's been in the league 4 years. And he's 1 year from being an unrestricted free agent. Like, that's what he wants. And so by signing a 3-year, $75 million deal, he takes all, then he's at their mercy.
I was thinking about the math of it.
Now, the money's big.
And let's just say that he goes, you know what? I don't want 3 and 75. I want 1 and 8. And then I want to go out there and get what I can get in the open market. Can he make up $67 million over the next 2 years as a free agent, especially when he's going to be there sixth man, seventh man, eighth man, not five, not six, not seven? So if JK wants to play that game about money, you can't get $75 million over three by staying for eight and then going out in the open market. You just can't.
Probably not. I mean, I know that the market will be, it's different every year. I have no idea exactly how it'll look, but you're probably right. The other thing I think that's important for people to keep in mind, because we look at it from the outside and our emotions are not wrapped up like theirs are. So if we go, yeah, JK, bet on yourself, take the qualifying offer. Understand what every report, every conversation I've had, and I bet you guys too, this is how the Warriors and Kuminga view the qualifying offer, a middle finger. So that's how you want to start your season, with both sides just middle fingering each other.
Well, it's how you started your offseason, which is over. Now it's about to infiltrate
and then go play ball and act like that's going to work. I just don't. For the life of me, it's crazy how many people I've talked to who feel like, well, but you just high five and you grab a team meal and it'll be cool. Like, wow, you have unbelievable faith in these people that I do not. And don't tell me because they're pros and they're champs, because one of them punched his teammate a few years ago. I just do not see it.
If this is, and this is just my heart, guys, and I don't have the intel, and I've told Steiny ad nauseum, something about this, why something has not been consummated, is Joe Lacob still loves Jonathan Kuminga. And I feel like he's going against everybody in that building to hang on, like Van Gundy was holding on to Zoe Morning's foot, man.
I would love to talk to you again. Go read the Slater piece again.
Okay.
Really closely.
When he was in Cleveland with Kuminga.
I'm sure. I think Joe does love Jonathan. But I very much came away from that report with the feeling that Joe Lacob has moved to a point where, loves Jonathan.
Okay,
he doesn't love Jonathan more than he hates the idea of losing him for nothing.
All right.
Like, Steiny's right. Yeah. You're an asset.
Don a guru. He doesn't want to lose two players under the age of 22. I mean, that would have been Poole and him.
But at least with Poole, he got something, and it didn't work out. But the whole thing that you just said, Mark, and Guru, you echoed it about Joe Lacob and losing, he doesn't like to take losses.
Good Lord, no.
And I don't want to break it to him now, and you know this is probably a little bit too premature because they're going to play in San Jose tonight, but I don't love their chances against the best team in the W, but it feels like... And again, I'm not trying to
Let's go Vals.
I'm not trying to get the cart ahead of the horse, but if they lose tonight, it's an L. And I know Natalie Nicasi doesn't want to hear it, but making the playoffs and losing in this fashion is still a win.
Total W.
That's why they're not playing in Chase. Nobody thought they would be there.
They don't think that. And, you know, Joe doesn't think that, but Joe Lacob does not like taking L's.
Yeah. Wow.
That's all.
Right. Right, yeah.
Interesting. We'll be listening.
Cosell at 3:15 and Pods at 5. His way to San Jose.
Oh, is he going to back to his stopping ground?
Do you know the way, Pods? I hope so.
I hope he takes 280.
He doesn't go to Chase
Center.
Remember when came in late?
Missed San Jose and
checked himself in.
Heading down to L.A. and he realized he missed the exit on 95.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.